Do you thank Him because of what He did for you? And you say wholeheartedly, Lord, I thank You for dying for me, for saving my soul, for washing my sin, giving Your life for me. Amen. You know, a lot of people can make a lot of statements about the Lord. You can say, I thank God for loving me. You can say, I thank Jesus for dying for me, for paying for my sin. You could make a lot of statements and still not be saved. So you need to have that personal conversation with Him. More than just making a general statement about what Christ has done, what He's done for you. And what He's done for you, He's done for the rest of the world. And, you know, it's not just simple belief, just simply believing. The devils believe and tremble. I mean, they believe to the point of trembling, which is more than what I could say for many people on earth. The devils believe and tremble at the very name of Christ. They know who He is and tremble. There were thousands in one man. And when they spoke, when Jesus approached them, they spoke and said, our name is Legion, for we are many. And they were afraid. They were afraid of what He would do. They were afraid of where He would send them. They knew He had the power to do that. And they beseeched the Lord to let them go into swine. They believe and tremble. And so you need to have that personal conversation with God's Son, that one where you call upon Him for His salvation, for His forgiveness, where you show Him that you're more interested in Him than you're interested in anything else. More interested in what He has to offer than anything else in the world. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of St. John, chapter 15. St. John, chapter 15. And I can't say that I'll get all of this morning. There is so much in this thought. St. John, chapter number 15. Keep your Bible open, and we'll try to read some other scripture as we bring the message. For sake of time, for sake of reading, I will begin reading at verse number 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. And that's as far as I will read this morning. And thinking about that thought, I've thought, I can be honest and say that I try to ask the Lord concerning messages, especially when there are times of remembrance or celebration, whether or not God would have me to speak on certain subjects. And a lot of times the Lord gives me that permission and allows me to, like on Mother's Day, to say something about mothers. And so thinking about this Memorial Day, I've thought about this verse quite a bit the last couple of days. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now, in the previous verse, he said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. This verse, there is no greater love than the love that Christ showed his disciples. The life, I mean, the love, no greater love that he laid his life down for them. Not just to lay his life down for them, and he called them friends, that he laid his life down for his friends. And he said, I've called you friends. But thinking about that, no greater love. Greater love hath no man. I mean, there is no greater love shown than the love of God, than the love of Christ that demonstrated love on Calvary. There's no greater love than that. And I was looking through these chapters, actually looking back at some things and thinking about that central thought, no greater love, and how it connects to some other things, that there's nothing greater in their context. And looking back in chapter number 13 and verse number 4, look at what the Bible said. He riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. Now, I read that. If you'll read this, you know that the Lord is here and he's going to wash his disciples' feet. And so they had a supper, and supper was ended, and our Lord knew that his sacrifice, his giving of his life, was going to soon be coming.
And so he's trying to teach his disciples some things. And one of the last things that he began to teach them was the sacrifice of a servant. And implies to no greater love, his great love. I mean, that our Lord would arise from supper and he laid aside his garment. I mean, this is love of others, not love of self. Love of, he laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. And so he's showing that there is no greater servant and there is no greater love than the love of a servant that lays his life aside for others. And there is no greater servant. In verse number 16 of chapter 13, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord." Why? Because he is the great servant. They're not greater than him. There was no greater servant. And his servitude, his coming to this earth and being made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. He became as a servant, and that ties in with his love. Listen, if you truly have that greater love, hath no man that a man would lay down his life for his friends. That is not a selfish love. That is a sacrificial love. It is a servant, a love of servitude for others. That love is in conjunction with others and not self. It always speaks of others and what you're doing for others and not for yourself. And so he showed them when he laid aside his garment, it was a picture of how he laid aside his heavenly robe and came to this earth. Why? To show no greater love than to lay his life down for his friends. And he's showing them how that he, when he got down on his knees and girded himself and he began to wash their feet. Listen, this was a picture of his life being humbled and given to cleanse them. All for them. Him for them. Him for us. Amen. That is the trade that had to be made. Him for us. His righteousness for our unrighteousness. His sinlessness for our sinfulness. So there's no greater servant. There's no serving or sacrifice or love. Look in verse number 18. That is greater than what Christ gave. He said, "I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me." And so our Lord, he is now serving, and he's serving even those, listen, that those that would lift up their heel against him. He is here, and there is no greater serving or sacrifice or love. These things are woven together. His serving, his sacrifice, and his love are all intertwined. There is no greater glory. Look in chapter 13 and verse number 31. "Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him." No greater glory that God is glorified. There is no greater glory than that God is glorified. I mean, there's the glory of man. There's the glory of a woman. But there is no greater glory than the glory of God. And that God would be glorified. And how is God glorified? He is glorified in His Son. He is glorified in no greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. He is glorified in the life of His Son that is given. You see, it is when Christ gave Himself that God is glorified in the Son. And when Christ gave Himself, then now He is glorified in God. God is saying, this is My beloved Son. When He raised Him from the dead, He glorified Him as the Son of God. He declared Him to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. So there is no greater glory. The glory that God is glorified in the Son. And I mean that God glorified the Son in Himself. God glorified the Son in Himself. Now God is glorified in the Son. The Son is glorified in God. There is no greater glory. Around the throne of heaven, the beings are constantly crying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. The glory that is there, the glory between Father and Son and Holy Spirit. There is no greater glory. And it is the glory of God's. Listen, that is the gospel. Of all that heaven is and is made and of all of creation, the message is this. And there is no greater message. That God made man. That God loved man. That God gave His Son for man. Amen. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That is the message of this whole book. That God is being glorified in His Son, and the Son is being glorified in the Father. Now, look what Jesus said. I'm talking about no greater glory. And in that glory, no greater glory, there is no greater commandment. Because Christ Himself is the author and the performer of this commandment. Verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, so that ye love one another. How's He loved us? Well, we read it in our context. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. We're talking about that no greater love all morning. We're talking about no greater sacrifice, no greater servant. Amen? The serving and the sacrifice and the love are all three intertwined. I've said that. There is no greater commandment. A new commandment I give unto you. A new commandment. Amen? And He said that there's no greater commandment. Love one another. There's no greater commandment. It is the great commandment to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and to love one another. Love your neighbor as you've loved yourself. Amen. There is no greater commandment. And this commandment, Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you. It's His commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. That sacrificial love that lays down its life for His friends. Love one another as I have loved you. Do we love one another as He has loved us. That will transform our love for one another. When we love one another as Christ has loved us, there's no greater testimony. He said in verse 35, all men shall know you're my disciples if you have love one toward another. This kind of love, it is a testimony and no greater testimony. The testimony that will tell the world that we are His. Listen, you go around now, you can't hardly tell whose is His. That's a shame. That's a statement against our love. That's a statement that says we don't have the love for one another that Christ had. That we sacrifice ourselves for one another. That we would lay down our lives for one another. That we would lay down our life for Him. We don't even lay down our life for Him. How would we lay our life down for one another? I mean, to lay our life down for Him. To present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, a servant's heart, a servant's love, to lay aside His garment, amen, as Christ did. Lay aside your garment today. Show your love toward one another. Show your love to Christ above. No greater love, no greater testimony. John 13, verse 21 through 27. That's why I want to get back to it. I almost jumped the gun a while ago in verse 18. But look what he said in chapter 13, verse 21 through 27. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Now, when I read a while ago in verse 18, at the end of it, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. I almost jumped the gun on this that I was trying to get into now. One of you shall betray me, verse 21. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Really? I would have thought if they had paid any attention at all, they would have known it couldn't have been John. He was the disciple whom Jesus loved, and he loved Jesus. But they couldn't tell. They didn't know. Maybe they could have thought, maybe it's not those three because he's closer to them. But then maybe they thought, maybe it is one of those three. It's somebody that he's bred with is going to lift up. It could be any one of us. You see, to have this kind of love, it has to be Christ doing it through us. Because if we go on in just our own love and in the love that we know just as a man or a woman, that love's not great enough. It doesn't give enough. It's not willing to lay aside itself. It's not willing to lay aside the garment. I love as long as it don't interfere. As long as it don't interfere with my flesh, I love. I'm not trying to be hard this morning. I'm trying to show you something. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. Psst, John. Psst, psst. John. Ask him. He then lying on Jesus' breast saith unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. When he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon. Now, I read that to say this. When he said, one of you shall betray me, there's no greater betrayal against the one that showed no greater love. I mean, he had the greatest love of anyone. There's no greater betrayal at the time of no greater offer. Fellowship with me. Eat my bread. Yet there was no greater offer. There never will be a greater offer that you'll ever receive than the Son of God holding out his hand and saying, come. And many times, just like Judas, there's no greater betrayal amongst so great an offer. He walked away. Satan entered him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. No greater betrayal amongst no greater offer. No greater love. Chapter 14, look what he said in verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Look at verse 31. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. If Jesus kept the commandment of the Father to prove that he loved the Father, then you and I, if we love one another and love him the same way with the same love, must keep his commandments to show that we really love him. And he says it over and over and over. If you love me, keep my commandments. I love the Father, and I kept the commandments my Father gave me. That's what Jesus said. Read that again, 31. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Can you get anything else out of that? That the world would know that that's the Son of God and that he loves the Father. How? Every commandment God gave him, he did. No greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Jesus said, I've called you friends, talking to his disciples. Do we want to call him friend? You want him to call us friend? Then we're going to have to know something about his love. No greater love. Chapter number 15, verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. There's a commandment he gives, love one another. Love one another. Then there's a commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend, laying aside those garments. Verse 9 of chapter number 15, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. The keeping and the abiding and the love is like the sacrifice, amen, and the serving and the love. They are intertwined. The keeping and the abiding and the love is intertwined as much as the serving and the sacrifice is to the love. No greater love. There's no greater glory. There's no greater commandment. No greater testimony. No greater offer that you could come to him. And there'd be no greater rejection than for you to reject him. There's not a greater no in the world than to say no to God. Not a greater no anywhere. There's not a greater drawing than... There's a lot more in this maybe I can get back to tonight. That the Holy Spirit of heaven would attempt to revive your spirit. You that are dead in trespasses and sin. To draw you to himself. I want you to stand this morning.